Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
When you're with the Flintstones, we'll have a yabba-dabba-doo time. Yabba-dabba-doo time. We'll have a gay old time.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. All right, It is Friday, and I don't care how good you're feeling, I can almost guarantee you that my friend Dr. Dave Bratt is going to burst your bubble. No, I'm telling you, we got all this stuff about the economy, and it's not good, even though we're hearing stuff about how it's good, and I do joke with Dave, but the reality is he's fundamentally the only guy that's telling the truth about this that I see. I follow him on Getter, Brad Economics, and every Friday afternoon he is kind enough to join us. Dave, I appreciate you being here as always, sir.
Hey, I love the Flintstones thing. It put me in a good mood. I'll try to be less Eeyore today.
Good. Is there any good news coming from any single segment of the economy? This is a wide-open fish for you, man.
Well, I mean, yeah, there's segments that are doing okay. Those that are linked to the government sector, right? We got another $7 trillion budget today.
Yeah.
And the problem is, if your debt is growing faster than your GDP, than your economy, that's not a good thing, because you're investing in the government instead of investing in businesses. So, you know, when you have $7 trillion in extra money and $2.5 trillion deficit financed, there is growth. But if even the EVs, right, the electrical vehicles, they're not growing as fast. They're starting to slow. There's stories out of Tesla. There's stories out of GM. Everybody was on that train 100%. Until you're not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, who pays the bill for these mistakes? So, yeah, long run, you all know the story. The productivity numbers are not good long run. That's the real economy. And so we're faking it a bit right now. Technology is doing well, right? The Magnificent Seven, the richest seven firms are doing well. The others not so hot.
Well, let me ask you about the budget, Dave, because this,
yeah.
I mean, yeah. you were in D.C., and I don't know if you look back on it fondly or not, but this sort of stuff, 1,000 pages, that stuff is like onion skin they're printing it on. Is there anybody, and honestly, is there anybody, Democrat, Republican, et cetera, anybody who actually can read all of that in the time allotted?
No. And then, I mean, that was one of the big, the Republican folks who pay attention and want to improve things had, you know, five or six demands, and that was one of them, the minimum 72 hours.
Yeah.
So you can read bills and know what's in them, and then regular order, and then single issue bills, and right. then the 12 appropriation bills separate. And this is, here we go again, and we didn't follow any of it, and then the going through the rules committee and the majority of the majority, meaning if you don't have a majority of Republicans, you can't push it through with Democrat votes. We did that this time.
Right.
So, yeah, this has been going on since I got there in 14.
Ugh.
And the conference is not happy. It's no way to run a business, I'll tell you that.
So I have to ask, and maybe it's not fair, but Mike Johnson seemed to me to be pretty good guy, pretty solid conservative, seems to be grounded
yep.
in faith, family, all the things that I would look for. But this just sounds and feels a lot like, hey, it's another day, we're doing another deal.
Yeah, no, it's a real rough one. Everybody wants to give him the benefit of the doubt. He's a great guy. He was with us. We brought 250 Liberty students up to the Hill yesterday.
Oh, wow.
And he met with our students. We met with about five senators, you know, the great Rand Paul and Cruz and all that, and Jim Jordan, 10 congressmen.
Wow.
So we had a great day, and he was great. He was inspiring. But, you know, this goes back to Boehner, and Boehner got ejected. And then it went to McCarthy, and McCarthy did the same stuff, and he got ejected.
Yep.
And so now I don't know what's going to happen, right? And so he got thrown into the blender kind of late in the story. And so the conference is going to have to figure out what they want to do. But it's more the old bulls, they're called the old appropriators, the ones who spend the money.
Okay.
They're dug in to their power modes of acting up on Hill with lobbyists.
Right.
And you can go, you know, Google who those folks are, and that is a long-standing problem that predates the speaker.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, they drug the speaker into the blender, and so they're all in a mess now.
Oh. Well, I, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene has introduced, what is it, the motion to vacate the chair. She thinks he should be removed. But we also had another Republican member of the House announce that he's leaving before his term is up. So it's a working majority, in theory, of two. And I want everybody to be held accountable. But I'm also telling you, Dave, I just think if we got any chance of fixing any of this, we've got to have a Republican House and Senate and a Republican in the White House. And I don't know, are we moving into cutting off our nose to spite our face territory if we now kick Mike Johnson out of the speakership?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, well, they're going to have a tough conversation. Marjorie Taylor Greene may just be doing this to send a very strong signal.
Okay.
And to see if we can get back on course, right? I don't think Congressman Good, I think I read, said that the current speaker, Mike Johnson, never made the promises that McCarthy did.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I think that's what they're going to sort through. And so, you know, there's members are all upset with each other now again. And that shows the importance of having rules, a rule-based way of running things, right, where it's not discretionary. And if you follow the right rules and procedures, you'll end up with good outcomes. You know, every business runs that way. You don't get to just wing it and go throw debt at the walls and just make stuff up, which they do, and they get away with it in the short run. But in the long run, we're all going to pay.
I have such worries about so many of the stuff. Dr. Dave Brad is joining us, and I always want to remind everybody, yes, he is the vice provost at Liberty University. He's been a professor, was the dean of the business school, but he's here as Dave Brat, who, I got to tell you, happens to be one of the most solid, decent human beings I've ever met, and you're able to offer some analysis. So you've got the term Bidenomics, you've got Bideninflation. We are being told by the Biden White House, Dave, that the economy's great, everybody's doing great, look at this number, but, you know, it keeps coming back to the real world. I mean, if you were just up in D.C., I don't know if you guys drove from Lynchburg, but, man, you stopped at a Wawa, you stopped at a supermarket for snacks. We all know that inflation's out of control.
Yeah, well, so inflation matters. It's on its way down. It'll reach, 3 or so. And then you gotta watch. There's so much government spending that may, go up a bit. But that won't be the big problem. The big problem is the economy.
Yep.
And the economy is not fine, right? So productivity, according to the expert in the world on this, is at Northwestern, Robert Gordon.
Right.
Productivity's been going down for 70 years in a row, right? Mm. So this is, I'm not talking politics here.
Right.
This is not politics. The amount of stuff you make per hour determines the wage rate you get paid per hour.
Yes.
They both have been going down for 70 years, and the Congressional Budget Office has it going down another 30 years. Mm. And the leading guy in the country, he was rated one of the 50 most powerful, influential people on the planet by Bloomberg, not a Republican magazine, right?
Right.
So this is Robert Gordon. He says we plausibly are on our way to 0.2% productivity growth, which means a flat, stagnant economy. So you can borrow, right, and you can make the debt be bigger, the government spending be bigger than the economy for a while. But you can't do that forever, and I'm just telling you, folks, it ain't going to end up good. Ain't going to end up good.
But wait, now, Dave, I thought AI was going to save all of us, right? I mean, okay.
Yeah. This guy had the famous quote after the dot-com bubble, everybody sees technology everywhere, like AI right now, right?
Yeah.
He said, I see it everywhere, too, except it doesn't show up in the data, right? So the spinners, the Magnificent Seven, who have business interests in artificial intelligence, are going to sing you the song.
Right.
But this guy who analyzes productivity, and especially he's for the bottom 99% of people, right?
That's so me.
The Magnificent Seven is, that's me. For the bottom 99%, he says the distribution of income is going to get worse due to AI, and we, the bottom 99%, are going to have roughly 0% productivity growth for the ongoing future.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I don't care how many times we do the Flintstones theme. No, that's not going to sound happy or good, but
And I will say, money is not everything, right?
This
may shock us back into reality, right? Where everyone starts caring for each other. We start taking care of the kids in the public schools and helping to improve the literacy rates that are at 30 or 40% across the cities. So sometimes it takes a little tough going to make you learn the life's basic lessons again. So, God's got a certain order to things. I don't know how it all works, but maybe that's what's going on.
Maybe. You know what, Dave? Let's end on that, because at least to me, that is an up note. That is inspirational.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we'll get a little more into the AI, and let's talk about that. Could this be what returns us to what, I'll say it, is really important?
Right. That's right. That's right. How we all take care of each other. How you interact with each other. It's just like the guy, how you set the rules.
Yes.
For the long term, and the rules matter.
Absolutely. Well, Dave, listen, travel safely. I know you're in the business
of
getting back where you were. Have a blessed weekend. We'll talk again, and we will start with that up note that maybe this gets
Good.
Us back to where we need to be.
Good.
I love you, brother.
Yes. Good. Love you back, brother. We'll talk bracketology as well. Have a good week.
All right, there you go. That is Dr. Dave Brad. I'm telling you, just one of the most decent, honorable, and brilliant guys that I know. I love being around smart people. Honestly, I tell you this every time, right? If I am the smartest guy in the room, I'm going to find another room because I need to be around people like Dave Brad. Just brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Another brilliant guy, man. He can hear a car a mile away and tell you what's right and what's wrong. Stan Andruski, my brother from another mother, host of In the Garage. He's next. News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.